Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, October 16th, 2025, and we have a great mix of insurance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Windward Risk Managers named a 2025 Best Workplace in Financial Services and Insurance by Fortune and Great Place to Work. Windward Risk Managers, representing Florida Peninsula Insurance Company, Edison Insurance Company, and Ovation Home Insurance Exchange, has been named to the 2025 Fortune Best Workplaces in Financial Services and Insurance list, ranking number 21 nationally. They are the top company offering residential property and casualty insurance to U.S. homeowners. CEO Paul Adkins attributes their success to a collaborative culture that values hard work, celebrates achievements, and makes work enjoyable. Windward Risk Managers stands out for their focus on homeowners, close-knit culture with big company resources, and high employee satisfaction rates. Founded in 2005, they have a strong track record of growth and loyalty, partnering with exclusive and independent agent networks to serve homeowners in Florida. State Roundup. Senior citizens expect notice of end of Medicare supplemental. Maryland Dems change tactics to contest every seat. State leads legal challenge to guard deployment in Illinois. Thousands of Maryland seniors are expecting notification that their Medicare supplemental plans will end next year, leading to frustration and confusion. Maryland Democrats are launching Contest Every Seat campaign to compete in traditionally conservative areas. Maryland leads a 24-state legal challenge against the Trump administration's National Guard deployment in Illinois. Baltimore County Police Chief is on a Brady list due to a $3 parking violation from 1986. Hampton National Historic Site in Baltimore County is apparently closed due to the government shutdown. Baltimore County seeks aid for road damage from bridge detours. Former Baltimore Mayor Kurt Schmoke aims to save the University of Baltimore by merging with Baltimore City Community College. Federal prosecutors allege a former midshipman made threats to the U.S. Naval Academy following the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Insurance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.